We have a few news items about COVID and then on to happier subjects. We hear that the million jab milestone has been passed and that case rates have dropped, though there is concern about the so-called Indian variant. Then moving on, the Norwich Castle opens a new art show, pubs reopen for business, and there is an introduction to the summer Tyrannosaurus Rex Street project.
1 million coronavirus jabs have been given out in Norfolk and Waveney since the vaccination programme began, new figures have revealed. Fresh statistics published by NHS England yesterday show that a total of 1,007,691 doses have been administered since December. During the latest 7-day period up to May the 16th, another 59,261 people across the area received either their first or second shots. One marked difference from the latest data is the steep rise in first doses given out, more than doubling from 9,106 to 22,804. Since May the 12th, text messages have been sent to millions of people in their mid to late 30s, encouraging them to book appointments. Norfolk and Waveney Health and Care Partnership continues to boast an impressive record when it comes to administering first doses and has risen back into the top 5 out of 43 health systems in England. Overall, 627,011 of the adult population have been for a vaccine, the third best vaccination rate in the country. Another 36,457 people went for second jabs in the 7 days up to May the 16th, meaning 380,680 in Norfolk and Waveney are now fully vaccinated. That is the fifth best rate in England, with Somerset still topping the pile on 48.2%.
Coronavirus case rates in Norfolk have dropped by more than a quarter, new statistics show. COVID-19 case rates dropped from 18.4 cases per 100,000 people in the 7 days up to Friday, May the 7th, to 13.3 cases per 100,000 in the week up to Friday, May the 14th. That was a 27.5% drop. Norfolk is below the East of England average of 17.8 cases per 100,000 and the England average of 21 cases per 100,000. The Norfolk public health figures show case rates down in 6 of 7 Norfolk districts, with only Broadland recording an increase. With rates low, only a few cases can trigger a large percentage rise. Norwich rates dropped from 17.8 per 100,000 to 14.9, a 16% fall. As of Tuesday, May the 18th, there were 10 people in hospital who had tested positive for COVID-19, one in critical care.
The number of Norfolk coronavirus cases caused by the Indian variant remains fewer than 10. But public health bosses have said that is cause to be cautious. And Dr. Louise Smith, Norfolk County Council's public health director, said she is keen that vaccination supplies are not diverted from Norfolk in favour of people in parts of the country where the variant is more widespread. Dr. Smith said, "We have small numbers, but I am at a point where I cannot link them to a specific location." Dr. Smith said she had concerns on the impact on Norfolk were vaccines to be divided elsewhere. She said, "We have got mixed views about the national surge vaccination approach. There has been a discussion for some time about whether areas that have high levels of coronavirus should be prioritised for vaccinations. Norfolk would not fall into that group. But I am very aware that many people in Norfolk are vulnerable and that the consistent determinant in the severity of COVID-19 is age."
2020 was the year that forced us all somewhere unexpected, a theme which created the perfect inspiration for Norwich Castle's 6th Open Art Show, which opened last week. In the year we stayed home as much as possible, the Open Art Show received upwards of 600 entries from East Anglian artists, 38 of which were selected to be on show at Norwich Castle this spring. Art became an outlet for more people than ever during the last year, with artists using their platform to process and cope with the pandemic. Somewhere unexpected, Norwich Castle Open Art Show presents us with a room full of brilliant work created out of a year like none other. The artists have created work to reflect the environment around them. As you walk through the gallery, you are struck by what it means to live in East Anglia and how blessed we have been to endure lockdown here. Green spaces, blue spaces, spaces undiscovered until now, are all portrayed in richly personal and poetic forms. Somewhere Unexpected is juxtaposed at Norwich Castle with a passion for landscape, rediscovering John Crome, a major exhibition of the widely celebrated Romantic era painter who founded the Norwich School of Artists. The artists selected for Somewhere Unexpected are doing just what John Crome was 2 centuries ago, observing the world on their doorstep.
Landlords were reunited with their loyal customers indoors for the first time, with many pubs reopening to find punters already queuing outside. For the first time in months, the public can sit inside and enjoy a pint in the watering holes they have frequented for years. And many got there ahead of time to secure a spot. The Mischief, an 18th century pub in Fye Bridge, has only been open for 5 weeks out of the past 14 months. Manager of the pub, Jeff Davies, said, "We couldn't reopen when there was the food rule because we're a drinking pub. We're just so excited to reopen. The atmosphere will be different because usually we're packed. But when we were open last time, we realised groups make their own atmosphere. We still have the games on, music playing, and making sure people feel safe when they're moving round the pub. You work with what you've got." He was echoed by Phil Cutter, landlord at the Murderers, who made the decision not to reopen for outdoor service on Timber Hill earlier this year. But as he reopened the doors on Monday morning, he had customers waiting to be seated. Pubs welcoming back their patrons comes as this paper launched its Summer in the City campaign, sponsored by Chantry Place and Norwich Business District, which encourages people to get out and about in Norwich this summer and to make the most of its shops, pubs and restaurants and events.
There was a round of applause as the first Go-Go Discover Tyrannosaurus Rex sculpture was unveiled in Norwich. To coincide with National Dinosaur Day, the 2-metre rainbow dinosaur was revealed at Chantry Place, featuring thousands of colourful gems applied by hand from head to tail. Named Pridosaurus, the sculpture took centre stage underneath the illuminated rainbow, raising funds for the NHS and provided a first look at what the 2021 Go-Go Discover Trail promises this summer. Sponsored by Norwich BID and designed by Norfolk artist Martin Wall, the sculpture took approximately 144 hours to create and will be located at Norwich Forum during the summer months. Mr. Wall, who lives near North Walsham, said, "I have done ones with gemstones before, but only clear diamonds and never coloured ones, so I am pleased it has turned out well." Shoppers were invited to take selfies with the T-Rex sculpture, with the option of making a donation to children's charity Break, which delivers the trail in partnership with Wild in Art. The dinosaurs are the 4th of Break's trails in Norwich, following the success of Hares, Gorillas and Dragons. Running from July the 12th to September the 11th, GoGo Discover is a 10-week trail which will see 20 sculptures line the streets of Norwich.